This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Along with Austin Bechtel behind the glass, it's the Pomp and Joe show here on a Monday. We've had an engaging conversation so far about the Pirates and their intentions going into this with Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette. We've also talked about Albert Breer's report concerning the Steelers being one of four teams interested in Matthew Stafford. For my money, I'm going to throw in the Vikings just because I think they're a team that could use a quarterback of that caliber for this year coming up. I look at them as a contender. They were last year. And so Joe Matthew Stafford is one of those guys who can help a team like the Vikings. Although the Steelers, the Browns, the Giants, the Raiders are all teams looking for quarterbacks, I still think tomorrow when Omar Khan speaks at the Combine, that I don't know that we're going to get many specific answers about any of this other than there is a need to improve their team. What would you expect him to say when asked about the quarterback situation? If you asked that question, what do you think Omar would ask, how he would answer?
Not much. Is what I would say. You know, they're on the record basically as, at least Art is, as saying he thinks the starting quarterback is internal right now. I'm sure he's going to say we're open to any and all options. I just don't know. If Matthew Stafford has several suitors, would you rather play for Kevin O'Connell in that offense or for Mike Tomlin and Artie Smith in this offense? Would you rather have Justin Jefferson, Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, or George
Pickens? That's
why
Pickens? I think the Vikings make better sense, only because they're in it right now. They're debating whether or not they should give Darnold big money or J.J. McCarthy. They could also make J.J. McCarthy part of a trade if they want, or they could just say, look, we're going to go 2 years with him, and you'll eventually get your shot, not unlike what Jordan Love had to go through, or for that matter, Aaron Rodgers under Brett Favre. So that to me, is a position, because it's a little bit in flux and they need it, despite all their talent they have, they're in a position to win now. He would give them the best chance, I think, of all the quarterbacks out there.
The Steelers?
No.
Or the Vikings?
The Vikings.
Yeah. I mean, I think he would give a lot of teams their best chance.
But I mean, don't you think the Vikings are closer than any of these teams mentioned?
Yeah, they're already there. They just won.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's the one move that I think would help them a lot.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette coming up, top of the hour, and I'm going to ask him about pit things, Bob. He's also well-versed on Steelers, on a bunch of stuff. He's very good, Chris Carter. NFL draft, yes. He's great on. But Pitt, what do we make of this situation right now? Alan Green is the new athletic director. He was on this station, I believe, with Pat Bostic maybe 3 weeks ago, and he said that football and men's basketball represent the, quote, front porch of the university. Bob, if that's the case, a renovation might be in order of the front porch here. Jeff Capel looks to be headed for his sixth NCAA tournament miss in 7 years. Horrible game the other day. And we know the state of Pitt football right now. I think all you need to know is that since the day Pat Narduzzi signed his new contract that will last forever or until 2030, whichever comes first, he's 16-19 against major college competition, including 10-14 in the ACC. So here's the dilemma, Bob, that I want to ask you about as I see it. Both these guys are signed through 2030. Capel, quote, at least that long, based on the statement the school made when they signed him. The buyout for Narduzzi is said to be prohibitive. There seems to be some confusion whether Capel has a buyout or whether you just owe him the rest of his contract if you got rid of him. Either way, they would owe him tons of money. Mm-hmm. Pitt does not seem to be in a position right now where they can go throwing around money for coaches who aren't working for them. You may have heard the $240 million Victory Heights project has become a little bit of an issue. And they're paying Narduzzi and Capel a combined $11 million. And this was the reason Green was hired, I think. They need to make bigger and better strides in terms of paying athletes. So Pitt is under a lot of financial stress right now, which means that Alan Green, even if he wanted to move on from one of these guys, might be prohibited from doing so, to which I would ask, why have an athletic director then? Thoughts?
Well, totally. I mean, that's the problem with these long-term contracts and the money that you have to pay to get out of them. I still go back to West Virginia. I think they held on to their head coach one final year before they got rid of Brown just because, you know, Neil Brown, the buyout was big and it was lesser one year later. So they figured wait one year and save money. When you're in this position, there's not much you can do. Given the fact that they've already said they're looking at $20 million in NIL funding. Well, where is that going to come from? Who's going to be willing to do it of the people who support the program? Knowing that the buyout would be probably a lot more than that on either of these guys, who's going to come up with that money? You just can't do it, so they're kind of stuck in this situation.
Well, here's the dilemma, based on what you just said. The people who have to open their checkbooks to pay for the buyout, maybe, or
are the
help,
same people who
are
have
the
to
same
fund
people,
the NIL.
Right?
Right.
So would they be? If you keep these coaches, are those people going to say to themselves, "Checkbook closed, I'll open it if you get new coaches"? It's a financial dilemma either way. Either you have to pay these enormous buyouts, or you have to risk alienating your main donors. And I'm not positive that's the case at all. I'm just saying that would be a risk, and I imagine some people who help fund Pitt Athletics are getting real tired of the product on the field
right.
And on the court.
And normally there are just a handful of guys who have the kind of cash and bling to make that happen, and they may get tired of doing it that way. You know, some of these other places, go down to Alabama in football, they have a ton of people who are willing to contribute to it, so it makes their margin for error a little bigger when it comes to these sorts of things. I don't know where they go, and I don't know what kind of power Alan Green has. Like, can he do it? He needs someone to help him do it. He could be a great fundraiser, but you better figure out how to solve some of your debts first before you can fundraise. Because
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You can't do both. You can't ask people to help in projects and then go back to them and say, we need to get, you know, money available for this and that, whatever.
Players or buy. I mean, it doesn't seem like a great financial situation. It seems like he might be in a bind. My guess is he would want to move on from Narduzzi, based on Alan Green's history when he moved on from Gus Malzahn, for example. He had, granted, maybe different expectations in the SEC, but he moved on from him with a better record than Narduzzi. I just think he's stuck right now. Chris Carter is coming on from the Post-Gazette here at noon, Bob. Tells me he doesn't think Pitt would be in position to move on from either guy financially until after the 2027 season.
That's right. It's lesser of a burden if you wait. But then if you wait, what are you going to do here in terms of trying to replenish the program with people who could come in and make a difference?
I don't know.
It's a really difficult situation to try to analyze. And again, did you hear the comments of Tony Bennett, of Virginia, how he says, I'm not made to do this. He goes, I totally respect athletes who get paid. They should. But this thing is completely out of control.
Right. I wish Tony Bennett had come to that conclusion before he quit on his team right before a season.
I'm saying is you hear that a lot now, and it is out of control. Now, here's one way to make this happen, Joe. If you believe that you're stuck, you ask both Pat Narduzzi and Jeff Capel to contribute to the NIL with their own personal money. We're paying you $3-4 million, whatever it is a year. You give back $1 million to help us out here. Or we kind of restructure things. I don't know. Is it possible to do that?
I have not heard of that.
Can they do that?
That's almost beyond my scope of imagination.
Well,
you're asking a guy
asking
to give back
for
a third
ideas.
Of
I'm asking you for ideas. These are the people who are begging people out there to support their program.
Find the money.
They can contribute some of the money.
Ask the people who are funding your athletic department, what would you rather pay for here? Buyouts or athletes? Like, what are your priorities? You know what I mean?
I'm saying if what Chris says is true and they're not in any position to change in 2 years, get the head coaches to fund some of their own problems.
I can't imagine that.
They won't do it. I get it. But I'm just asking for ideas to come up with the cash. How do you do it? If you tell Jeff Capel or Pat Narduzzi, look, at some point we're going to have to part ways here because we can't. You can extend this and give yourself more of an opportunity if you help us bring in the kind of people you need.
If I'm Jeff Capel, I would say, no thanks. Taking a third of my salary, you'll just pay me to leave. That's what. I'll take your money.
You're probably right.
I don't know.
What else would you do?
I do agree
How
that
do
you have to be
this?
Creative. I don't know. It's a bind. That's the whole topic. They're in a bind because of Heather Like.
I think it goes beyond Heather Like. I think it's
who it signed those
Gallagher.
Guys through 2030?
Well, I mean, you have to get approval, don't you?
Okay, then put it on Patrick Gallagher, then?
I guess. I mean, it can't just be one person deciding, I'm going to write this check, here you go, we're going to get in. There's a board of directors, there's a lot of things involved in this.
Okay, but Heather Like was the driving force between...
Yes.
For both of those contracts.
But someone still has
and
to sign off.
And for Victory Heights, I might add.
But she's not the only one.
I know.
There are a lot of people involved in that who thought it was a good idea and they can get it done. Now,
your athletic director is the one who's pushing for it, though, selling it.
But someone has to agree to it, has more power than she does.
Okay, then put it on Patrick Gallagher.
I'm just saying.
Well, who's it on?
I don't know.
One of those two.
It's on, but there's a board that has to decide on this, too. If a board decides this is not good for us, we ultimately, the board of directors in any of these organizations, have a big say. They need votes to...
Okay, then we answered our own question. Your own question there is it's up to the board of directors moving forward. What are they prioritizing?
And how do you do
if
it?
If indeed that's
and,
the way
not,
it works
not
over
just
there.
Prioritizing.
I'm not letting Heather Like off
I'm not
the
trying
hook here.
To, but I'm saying if you're going to pin it all on her, you would be wrong. There's other people involved. Other people are involved who have to okay a lot of this. You can't just come in and say, do you think Andrew Green right now, if he wanted to, can just say, I'm going to get rid of everyone here, we're going to pay? Do you think
no,
the board of directors
because
would
of what
say?
Heather Like did.
Okay, but again, someone has to approve even what his next move
so
is.
So when the athletic director makes a great move, a great hire, do we credit the athletic director or the board of directors?
I understand how I'm just telling you. There is a chain of command that has to be respected.
I get
this.
That. I do, but it would be very unusual, for example, if this guy... If they didn't know him, who knows how much. And Alan Green, as a new athletic director, said, I want to fire Pat Narduzzi. Let's say Narduzzi had 3 years left. It would be very unusual for the board to say, no, you can't do that.
Would you be interested to find out, because I don't know the answer to this, how many years Alan Green got? Because if you're going to come here knowing this is the exact situation you find yourself, I would think that I'd need more years to get it done. And I would have to imagine he has a long-term contract. Does he?
I don't know.
We could ask Chris.
We'll ask Chris Carter that. We'll ask Chris Carter all of this.
Would
you move on from either or both coaches right now if it weren't for the buyouts?
Probably yes.
Both?
Probably yes. It's just been time. I don't know how And when Kevin Stallings, you knew that wasn't going anywhere quickly. And they had to do something about it, and they did. They bought him out. I have a lot of respect for both guys. I think they know football a lot, but I also know that we talk about coaches all the time and whether or not the time is now. I don't see how this changes much in the next several years.
Citibank, would you move on from one or both right now?
I mean, it's got to be a consideration, but with the financial ramifications.
No financial ramifications. Would you move on from both if there were none?
I would give Capel another year.
I'm sort of inclined to go with limits there. I would give Narduzzi would be done for me. First of all, this basketball season, although it's careening like every other sports season we've had around here lately, pro and college, it's still too early to say it's a failure. There's still the ACC tournament, things like that. I might give Capel one more year, but Narduzzi I would have moved on from already, the way West Virginia did with Neil Brown. I would have. And Narduzzi's done more than him. I get it, but I mentioned the record since he signed his new deal. I think what's keeping him around is the financial ramifications.
So what do you do then if you're Andrew Green?
What can you do? You focus on NIL. That's why he was hired.
You have the same roadblocks that everyone here would have. How many people continue to fund it? How many can you recruit new people to fund this stuff?
That's his job. He better do that. That's why he was brought in, to convince donors how to spend.
It's an elite fundraising job is what it's become. Yeah, it's a general manager overseeing money.
There's literal general managers all over college.
It has to take on a professional look now.
Yes.
With probably collective bargaining, with all the things.
Sure.
You know, so we'll see.
Yes, we will, Bob. Perhaps we won't see any coaching changes in the near future. Limits, are you okay in there? You seem somewhat traumatized.
No, I'm doing wonderful. I think it's just traumatizing for Pitt fans right now to hear this conversation with their teams going nowhere.
If they do the right thing, coach guys up, get guys who wouldn't have, there are ways to become better. I'm not thinking that can't happen. It just, in order to compete at the highest level here in these conferences, you're going to need star players, and they cost, and they will also go out and re-recruit
themselves.
They
need money. They need either to open the purse strings for people who are already contributing, find new contributors, just find a way to compete. I mean, there's two sides of NIL. One is it's horrible for college sports. The other side is in college football, suddenly a team like SMU comes out of nowhere and wins. Suddenly a team like Vanderbilt through the transfer portal goes from 2-10 to going to a bowl game for the first time in almost a decade. It also led, in my opinion, to increased parity, Bob, and can give teams that normally wouldn't have a chance. Look at the SEC last year. Wouldn't you think that Alabama, they went nowhere last year. There was tons of parity in college football.
And that's a good thing. I have no problem. But I think it still makes it difficult. You got to figure out ways to come up with money, and it's never easy in this day and age.
No doubt. And that's why they hired him. Figure it out.
All right.